There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Newsmakers.
The people making the headlines today.
And you and I have both picked on one man, the great and now late Karl Lagerfeld, who died yesterday, Malcolm, at the age of 85. You've been looking more at his cats than at Karl Lagerfeld himself, I know. But first of all, Lagerfeld.
Lagerfeld, he was born in Hamburg. His mum, I think it was Swedish, or his dad, one of the two. He was half Swedish, half German anyway. And he effectively rescued Chanel. Many people say he rescued Chanel back in the 80s with his sort of strident designs. But the great and good of the fashion world, everybody's been coming out and sort of supporting him. Anna Wintour said that he was just the icon for her. Victoria Beckham has come out and praised him. Donatella Versace, Diane Kruger, they've all come out and said, look, that he was just the man. And in later life, I mean, to me, as somebody who doesn't really follow fashion very much, he looked just like a Bond villain, didn't he? He was a sort of the slightly old-fashioned looking suit, the white ponytail hair, the sort of crooked arm with the cat in it. You can just imagine him saying, you know, yes, Mr. Bond, very interesting proposal.
Incredible individual. This is it. Let's hear from him now, talking to the guys at CNBC just a year or two ago. And they asked him about his legacy. What would be your legacy when you're gone? And this is how he responded.
What for? I will not be around for that, so who cares? Huh?
But you have given and still give so much to the industry.
As long as I don't repeat myself, that it's okay. You know, I laugh about myself. Huh? I am my best cartoon.
One of my favourite quotes from his, and obviously people are trotting out these quotes, he says about himself, I am very much down to earth. Just not this earth. Most of the quotes we can't repeat, can we, Malcolm? You found
there's
a couple
lot of outrageous ones, really, to be honest with you. Yeah. Bernard Arnault, the chairman and CEO of LVMH, says the world has lost a creative genius with the death of Karl Lagerfeld. He says, we owe him a great deal. His taste and talent are the most exceptional I've ever known. He was dubbed Kaiser Karl and the Fashionmeister. He was worshipped in fashion circles around the world right up to his death. His mum, it was his mum that was German. His father was Swedish. He left Germany for France, for Paris in his early 20s. And of course, he is best known for his association with Chanel. Looking at some of those quotes that he's come up with, I'm trying desperately to pick out the ones that...
While you do that, producer Shruti has picked out one of her favourites, and this is it.
I just do what my inner voices tell me. I'm the Joan of Arc of design.
I am the Joan of Arc of design.
I mean, he was basically outrageous, and he was rude. I'm trying to pick these quotes out here. I mean, this is what he said about people who complain about thin models. He says they're fat mummies sitting with their bags of crisps in front of the television saying that thin models are ugly. I mean, it's out there, isn't it? I mean, whether we should be reading this out or not. And the biting comments. He had a former friend, Inès de la Fressange, who was a Chanel muse, and he said, I wish her all the luck in the world, just as so long as I don't have to see her anymore or hear her spoken about. And there are some very cutting comments, very edgy. And some of the edgiest ones, I have to say, I can't read out because they're also just over the top a little bit. He said on Heidi Klum, I don't know Heidi Klum. She's never been known in France. Claudia Schiffer doesn't know who she is either. On The Queen, he said, she looks a little bit like her grandmother, a bit more smiley perhaps. In terms of what she wears, she's come into herself a little bit more, whatever that is. And he was very himself. He didn't feel sort of constrained by mores of society. And he was Karl Lagerfeld. Of course, his cat is making as many headlines this morning as he is because he loved his cat, Choupette. He described her as a rich girl and an heiress, and it remains to be seen how much money goes to her. And you know, how many to his relatives. He never got married, didn't have children, so his more distant relatives. But Choupette the cat is actually kind of wealthy in her own right, really, because she's been modelling for car maker Vauxhall, Japanese cosmetic company, Shu Uemura. She's got money from that. She's also a foodie. She's an influencer in the cat food world. She has four different types of cat food a day, and she's got 159,000 followers on Instagram. So Choupette is wealthy in her own right and about to become a lot wealthier.
We've been getting the views of Manuel Arnaud, who's the editor of Vogue Arabia, looking at Karl Lagerfeld's impact globally, of course, on the fashion world, but also his impact on this country and this region. Of course, Vogue Arabia, based here in Dubai.
First of all, his designs are loved by the region. His couture collections at Chanel are loved by Arab women, and Chanel itself is a brand that Arab women love, also Fendi. So that idea of luxury and of doing beautiful collections that have the highest level of craftsmanship. It's something that really resembles with the Arab world. Karl Lagerfeld was actually in Dubai in 2014 for Chanel's cruise collection. And this was a big fashion event for the region, and that got everyone super excited. Also, regarding Vogue, we had the honor to have Karl Lagerfeld photographing our September 2017 September issue cover. It was our first ever September issue, and Karl Lagerfeld did an incredible job by portraying Bella Hadid in a way where the world has never seen her, and by shooting her with beautiful Fendi modest outfits. He kind of like started a conversation about the sartorial choices of the region and even the way that Arab women were seen worldwide. We got an incredible coverage worldwide. It was featured in the New York Times, in the Women's Wear Daily. So it was really important for the world to see the Arab world through the lenses of Karl. And I'm super excited and very proud and honored that Karl Lagerfeld chose such a young publication as Vogue Arabia to showcase his work as photographer.
That's the voice of Manuel Arnaud. He is the editor of Vogue Arabia. His thoughts on Karl Lagerfeld, who's died at the age of 85.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.